What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller, and that's Ninja Steve.
Hiya!
It's Thought Hour After Dark.
Yes, it is. It's the web's only thought cast.
And hashtag true facts on that.
And it's back.
Back like a turtle tack.
Yeah, or like a turtle head.
Ooh. Sometimes those poke out, and it's very disturbing.
Well, it depends. If they pop out the top of your shell, then it's usually because someone's swinging a sword at you, and you have to duck.
Absolutely. You know what I really appreciate about turtles?
What?
Wax.
Well, they have been known to surf, and that helps, you know? A little bit of wax in from the turtle.
There's nothing more exciting than going home after a long day of work and, you know, relaxing in your nice garage and just having a nice cigar and sitting down with a beer and relaxing.
Yeah, that sounds, I guess.
It's absolutely good. I mean, you know, it's better than the time when I was getting out of the shower and I reached for my towel, and unfortunately, a little piece of a clip hanger got caught up in there, and when I went and started drying myself off, I was more scarred than Hellraiser.
Man, that reminds me of a time I was throwing Chinese stars at this guy and using them for practice.
Ooh.
Similar story.
You know what practice I really like to do?
What?
After a long day's work, I really like to go to the gun range and fire off a few rounds of the gun range. It's a lot of fun. You should try it sometime, Ninja Steve.
I was unaware that you were into guns.
Actually, you know, I'm an aficionado of a lot of really fine things.
I see that.
Yeah.
Today's an interesting day here at the Thought Hour After Dark Studios.
Speaking of interesting,
mm-hmm,
man,
mm-hmm.
I can't even begin to tell you the excitement that is running through my veins right now because we have a very special guest today.
I heard you brought this guy in special order.
You know, typically Deckard Cain is the one who picks the guest, but this was somebody who I sought out to have on the show because I know that he's going to provide some quality entertainment for the folks today.
Well, I'm just hoping that he's not annoying, so I don't have to kill him.
Oh, no. No, Ninja Steve, this is a guest that you will be so excited about, and you're going to learn so much, as will all you folks listening right now, that it's going to be a wonderful time.
Well, we've had wonderful guests. You know, we've had people that are crazy. We've had people that are sane. We've had people that are insane.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've had people from all walks of life and, you know.
We've had people that were crying. We've had people that were amazing.
There was that time I cried.
Yeah, you know.
We don't talk about that.
What?
The time that I cried.
What are you talking about?
Oh, emotional.
Can be.
It can be.
I have emotions. I see red. Ooh. A lot. But that's usually the blood spray that it comes on my face from slicing someone's jugular vein.
Typically. You know, yeah. What happens to me a lot of times? I get red eye when I'm flying from New York to Chicago.
Yeah. Do you know how much PSIs in your A1 artery? A lot.
Mm.
You know?
One time I did the P90X. I got home from a long day of work and I decided to take off my Manitoba shirt. Started sitting out, doing some Pilates, flexing. And after that, I went and purchased a dog.
Have you been hanging out with Willie Bam Blanks?
No.
No?
No. I've been hanging out with I haven't been hanging out with anybody, to be completely honest with you, Ninja Steve. I've been sitting at home enjoying my private time.
Well, that can happen. People have those stuff, you know. As long as you're not having too much private time with one of your arms, you're good.
Absolutely. But if you do, make sure and sit on it for approximately 5 minutes and then use.
Okay. I'll have to make sure I remember to do that.
And don't be afraid to try that out there, folks. If you get lonely and you need some alone time and you're feeling a little flustergated, sit on your arm for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so, but anyways, tonight's guest is going to be really awesome. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, I want to give an extra mention out to all those people who won a ThoughtCast award on the last episode.
Woo, that was intense. The after party was great.
Oh, man, I'm still recovering from that after party.
Yeah, dude. That spicy jalapeno spider sauce that Uncle Bill sent in, that was gross.
It was very disgusting.
Yeah, but
not something I will be partaking in ever
again. I'm just glad Chef Jeff was there to cook, you know.
Oh, man. But Chef Jeff and his cooking show.
But, it was just a good show. We partied hard, you know. It was just good.
A lot of people won some great awards.
Yeah,
and
our
we
fans
really
were there. Yeah, we were there. We reached out and touched some of our fans appropriately.
You know what I think is really touching?
What?
When you can sit down on your couch and watch a great movie.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's pretty touching. You know, there's this movie called The Notebook. I sat down and I watched it, and I gotta say, that was the most compelling 65 minutes of my life.
There's a movie I like. It's called The Man with the Flying Guillotine. It's a pretty date. It's a good movie. It's romantic.
Dung Dumpster Cleaning Service. Brought to you in part by the folks at the Relocation Dung Debilitation Services. Dung beetles have been long overlooked for millions of years, but now it's time for them to start collecting their services and giving back.
I was really scared when my mummy died. She wasn't there to clean anymore. Good thing for the dung beetle dumpster cleaning service. Said good thing for the dung dumpster cleaning service. They cleaned up all my spider webs. And it was way better.
So I am from the South. And you know that in the South there is plenty of dung inside your house. And so I picked up my telephone and I dialed 1-800-DUNG-DUMP. My house was as clean as sparkly, spickly, sweet-ass tea on a Sunday morning with the sun shining at 104 degrees.
Well, I know every single time I'm feeling a little lazy and I don't want to go and clean. And I know my husband's coming home and he likes his meals done well. I make sure and call the Dung Dumpster Cleaning Service. They clean your dung up and they do it at affordable rates.
Dung Dumpster Service! Welcome back, folks. Man, I know when my house gets dirty, when my kids are running around and the dog decides to make a mess, that's who I'm going to call.
You have kids? You have a dog?
Wait a minute.
But I can smell what they're talking about, that dung dumpster, guys. I've had them come into my house.
Absolutely. They're definitely high top-notch cleaning. But you know what's top-notch, Ninja Steve?
Tell me about it.
Man. Nunchucks? Our next guest. Well, nunchucks are.
Bo Staffs.
And congratulations on that nunchuck sponsorship.
I've been working hard, you know.
Valiant effort.
The PDEX brand nunchucks are going to be one of the hot sellers.
But I guarantee those will be so famous and so epidemic that you'll be homeless before the time's over with.
Pretty much. But anyway, you said we have a special guest on the air tonight.
We do. You know, I have been looking into a lot of options lately about my life, and I think it's time for a change. And you know, ever since I got back from space, I just have this feeling that things are going to be better.
Are you talking about your habits, dog?
No, this isn't habits. This is choices.
Those are your bad habits, dude.
No, this has nothing to do with bad habits.
No. We're gonna be honest, Wasis. You're starting to get some bad habits.
No, this is all normal, good stuff.
Okay.
That we got. And our guest, he's gonna really help me establish my choice and my foundation.
Okay.
So
all right.
Without any further ado, I would like
this
to
has nothing to do with that.
No, there's no bad things going on.
Okay.
And
okay.
I, you know, I'm
all right.
I've recovered and I'm doing really good.
I was worried about you last week.
You know, some people on Twitter were saying the same thing, that there was a little concern, but it's fantastic.
Okay. So we have a fantastic guest.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So our guest this week on Thought Hour After Dark
long-time
is...
Long-time friend?
You could say. We've kind of come into contact with each other recently about some things, and I thought I would share them with everybody else.
Nice.
So let me welcome you, Brandon Jacobson.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I am Brandon Jacobson. Yes, I am here. I am a financial advisor. And you know what I was thinking to myself the other day? I was sitting
financial
on my
advisor.
Couch. Sitting on my couch watching Daredevil. And I thought, this is a fantastic movie.
Oh my gosh, Brandon. You are so correct. That is the best movie I have ever seen.
There is only one change that I would make to it. Tom Hanks.
Ugh.
Tom Hanks needs to be in Daredevil.
You know, I would have to say that of all the great actors of all time, Tom Hanks is the most fantastic actor. He's so good.
I'm not going to agree with that, but...
But anyway, so what...
We have a guest on, though.
We have a guest, and
this isn't about Tom Hanks.
And so I'm...
It's about how big he is. Okay.
Absolutely. Or where he got cast away from. I don't even know.
I don't want to know about him and his bosom buddies. Okay. We just need to stick to the script. We got a guy here. What's he here for?
Yeah. Anyways, folks, Brandon Jacobson.
Yes.
I've been having a lot of financial crises and some stuff, and I've been looking into stocks and IRAs.
Well, as you may know, I am a financial advisor, and I can help you with these things.
That's amazing. That's, you know, I know a lot of our listeners, they've experienced these same things, and so this is my way of saying thank you and kind of giving back to them.
I don't think we have a lot of listeners that care about that.
Oh, absolutely, Ninja Steve. Everybody loves stocks and bonds and IRAs and all that stuff. It's great.
You need your finances advised sometimes, and that is what I am here for. See, while I was watching Daredevil, the only thing I could think of was Ben Affleck and how he hasn't very well financed his advisors. And sometimes, when he needs his advisors financed, He doesn't go to the right people. Obviously, you need to go to Oxford and find the financial advisor, Brandon Jacobson.
Absolutely. So see, Ninja Steve, this is great.
Well, he's here. He's a financial advisor, and he's from England. I got an English question. What's up with the teeth?
The teeth? See, we get a very bad reputation about our teeth. But truth is, we were all just born getting punched in the mouth by a bunch of Irishmen. You happen to notice that England is very close to Ireland, and they love to punch babies. It is one of their pastimes. In fact, they have bars. The entire scene at the bar is bring in your baby for a free drink while we punch it in the mouth.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of that, I'm really thinking about having a child. I think it would be such a great idea to bring a child into this world and just, you know, as a young boy, I always wanted to further my seed, Ninja Steve and Brandon Jacobson, and I decided I think I know that now is the time.
Are you going to parent?
Absolutely.
Are you going to go artificial insemination?
I'm going to inseminate anything I can, just because I think that this is the right move.
If I could financially advise you...
Please do.
I would say that this idea is... fantastic.
Oh, yes.
There is not one thing you could do in this planet to earn more money per year than having a child and doing it at the time you are. You could build up interest. You could make a balloon payment and gain a house if you'd like. You could purchase any sort of financial property by advising and just coming straight to the English Oxford House of Sitting of financial advisor Brandon Jacobson.
Well, see, I have heard that babies do give you money. Like, once a year, you could cash them in for tax money, and then you get all, like, freebies that people give you for babies.
Wait a minute. I thought babies were always talking bad about us, and we had some kind of problem with them, Ninja Steve.
Well, I do, because they're short, and they're diminutive.
I'm a little confused
about
what's
going on. But I'm interested
about
the English baby punch plan.
I think
you know
that
what I
sounds
mean?
Pretty respectable, but it's at like, the same time, I'm a little confused about what's going on right now.
We have a financial advisor here. You brought him in.
We also offer plenty of insurance for your baby's teeth because of the baby punching program. It's the BPP. Every year, we have a 4% BPP increase because of the alcoholic consumption in England is increasing at a skyrocketing rate. This is a perfect time to cash in on the BPP. At the Brandon Jacobson Financial Advisor Company, our BPP is guaranteed to give you the highest return.
And see, that's what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm just so excited about... Space was one of those things that really woken my eyes up to the things that I need to accomplish, and I think that's where I need to go.
That sounds pretty boring.
No, like it's completely of the norm. I think it's really... Wait a minute. What happened?
We got a finance... You brought in a dude from England.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got it all going on, dude. He's a jolly chap.
Folks, I'm a little confused right now. For some reason, I think that there might be some kind of shenanigans going on.
It's bad habits, dude. I'm telling you.
You know...
They're getting out of hand.
There's a very good possibility.
But you know, I like the idea of a financial advisor. I'd make a lot of money for killing people. I might have to invest that.
Well, Ninja Steve, I think if you were to invest financially, your future would be a lot more clear.
Wazis Miller, I do have to say one thing.
What's that, Brandon?
We obviously met at Comic-Con. We were both dressed as Daredevil. You remember.
I remember, but not the comic Daredevil. I was dressed as the one in the movie.
That's correct. And obviously, we met the Black Kingpin there. And he was like, oh, I'm just black, but you know, it's all right. Because sometimes there's a white man and sometimes there's black. And we're like, hey... We don't believe in racism. It's not in our part of the country.
Absolutely. It's a sign of the times.
And that's where we come from as being longtime friends. And the reason you contacted me today was to financially advise you on baby having and on our BPP. And to be on the show. And to show you that Daredevil fans are everywhere in the world.
What does Elektra have to say about that?
Not just one or two. Elektra, she's... You know, she's a bit of a fun.
I got a question, though. If you flip off Daredevil, okay, does he see it?
He can feel it.
Okay, he's just like...
He feels it through the air. It travels through like a shrimp pistol, a pistol shrimp, at a degree that is so sensitive that it could burn a child.
Because I'd call him a smeghead if he was here.
Oh, man. I tell you what, I've met some smegheads in my life, and those are some dangerous folks.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you breed the right Pokemon and you make sure and put the eggs at the right prosperous speed, you will get a baby.
Nice.
Funny thing, Daredevil is best friends with Matt Damon, and that is my favorite quality about him.
Absolutely. Well, I can honestly say this has been very enlightening.
It was a little, it was all right. Yeah. You know, like.
So, Brandon Jacobson, I'd like to say thanks a lot for coming on the show. Any last things you want to say to the folks who are listening? Kind of normal to have someone...
By the name of the Queen, it has not been a problem. I'd be glad to be back anytime. Talk about any insurance policies y'all would like. If you'd like anything to do with babies, anything to do with your adults, we also have the SPP, the Senior Punching Program, and you can bring them into any bar you'd like. They get punched right in the mouth. Sometimes they don't even feel it, and by the time you're out there, they don't even remember what the hell's going on. So just come down to the Brandon Jacobson Insurance Agency.
Well, thanks a lot. It was an honor having you on the show, and I can honestly say that everybody who's listening, you've probably learned a lesson, as have I.
Definitely you have been enlightened in a way that I wasn't expecting to today.
Yeah. No, there's enlightenment from the makers of Kitty Chloroform. Are you tired of your children running off leashes? Are leashes getting tangled up in products and choking dogs and other random loose-leaf creatures? Well, we here at Blanco decided that we would come up with an invention better than all the rest. We decided to make radius shock collars. When your kids are out there running around and not listening and doing what they're not supposed to do...
Hey, Mom, look at that guy in the van. He has candy.
Give him a shock. Don't let your kids be abducted by weird people. Don't let your kids be sandusky'd. Make sure and get the Radio Shock Collar.
This season on IBM, don't forget to check out the latest craze in underwater aquatic entertainment. That's the International Shark Jousting. Coming to you from the creators of Battle Cat Racing, it's an underwater mayhem to the death, where grown men ride 800-pound shark behemoths and joust. International Shark Jousting, Fridays at 8.
International Shark Jousting Champions!
Yeah!
It's Intergalactic Shark Jousting.
As our hero settled into the town, freshly hydrated off of water that was discovered by a man of space witching. Sometimes you just have to piss on a boot to find out the things that you need to find out and teach a man how to fish. And Little Rock had showed himself. He had showed himself how to save himself in peril and danger and impressed a sheriff. But this sheriff knew that they would need money if they were going to get further on the conquest to get back home.
Well, let's take this wanted poster with us, because no one else is going to need it. We're going to make sure William Orbitz either comes with us or he comes with us.
It appears on the flyer, it says, his last known location was Raccoon Space Mountain.
Well, if he's all the way on top of Raccoon Space Mountain, I wouldn't want to take a ride on there. It might take all night.
It appears that if he is up there, he is in close hiding. That is a strange place for a man such as himself to lay himself down at.
Well, as long as we don't mess with his dreaded finger four arm holds and his evil business that he's up to, we should be okay.
He has been known to take down several men with this.
Let's head on over that way. It's only half a day's ride. Well, when you're riding on my ride...
So as they traveled on to Raccoon Mountain in search of William Omid, a known assassin and a known person who had been causing a ruckus in space for a long time, the bounty was set high because he was a very dangerous man. But Sheriff Saddle Rock, he's a dangerous man himself.
Well, Little Star, we finally made it to Space Mountain. And you know what? Boy, do I see a lot of nature.
This place has a lot of flair, and it appears that if this flair keeps up, the cultivating systems in the future will rise to the top.
Well, it doesn't take four horsemen to know that we're going to get this job done. You can be my enforcer, and we're going to head up on the trail and go get this son of a gun.
It appears that there are tracks leading up to the highway. It appears he has built a shack of some sort over there. I hear the sick and dying. There are animals around us that are sick. That saddens my heart, Sheriff Saddle Rock.
Well, let's go get this guy.
You mofo! You mouse ain't gonna give me nothing! Who are you?
Woo!
We have come to take the bounty. You can come in peace and live. Or unfortunately, Sheriff of Space will have to put bullets in you.
Why you gotta stop me from styling and profiling?
You have done a lot of wrong and harmed a lot of people. You must come. If your choice is up, one right now. You coming in peace or are you coming in battle?
Well, yeah. Apollo Saddle Rock, the Sheriff of Space, I'm gonna get my $1,000.
That space money is all we have. Please come peacefully. We do not want harm.
Well, you boys ain't gonna give me nothing. Figure four arm locks all around.
Step to the Woo! Side, Saddle Rock.
You get him, man. You get him, little star. Just roll over. Just roll over. It'll reverse the pressure.
Woo!
Well, how do you like that there, William Orbitz?
You let me go. I'm dabbing. Let me go.
Good job there, little star. I've never seen a reverse figure four arm lock before.
It's what had to be done. Now let's go to town and collect our bounty.
Well, that's $1,000 that was easy.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Space Cowboy 3000.
Welcome back, folks. Man, I can honestly say that this has been a show that has opened my eyes, and I gotta say, I don't feel like myself.
Well, you know, to be honest, I think we're gonna have to have some intervention.
You know, I never thought in a million years, Ninja Steve, I'd have to say this, but I think you might be right.
Yeah, because you picked up some bad habits when we were out in space.
You know, space is a difficult place to survive at, and I shouldn't be held accountable, but at the same time, I am fully accountable.
Well, for anybody who's ever been on the road for an extended period of time, the road can change a man.
Absolutely.
And
this song goes out to the roadies.
Yeah, and that's what happened to Wasis Miller. He was just out there living the intergalactic world of lifestyle.
When you travel from planetary planets, from planetaries to planets, to Uranuses to Neptune, there's a very good possibility you might need something to keep going.
Yeah, and you just get boring and normal, I guess.
And apparently my case of acceptance was the norm,
which is
really good. You know, Ninja Steve, I gotta tell you, there's nothing better than having some financial advice from such a professional. That was very good.
I was just scared of you being a father, to be honest, Wasis.
You know, to be completely honest,
I mean, you can't take care of your beard. Do you think you're going to be able to, like, take care of a kid?
Man. And to be completely honest with you, kids are always talking bad about us. I don't know.
Straight up.
I don't know why. I don't know why babies are talking bad about us, but I tell you what, I can honestly say, from an Irish-born fist of an Englishman, I would be very excited to see a baby get punched right in the nugget.
I honestly want to go check that out.
Yeah, no, I'm going to start investing some stocks and some IRAs in the said thing.
I might have to get an SPP increase.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely, you know.
It's better than getting sunburned.
Oh, man, I hate sunburn.
Sunburns are dangerous.
I've never had one.
Oh.
But I heard about them.
Well, I heard that you don't travel out in the daylight very often, unless it's a special occasion.
Yeah, I'm completely dressed in black from head to toe 90% of the time.
Well?
The only other times I'm taking a shower.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's
you know what I think one of the best things to do is take a shower when you're in the thought hour.
Dude, you're a poet and you didn't know it. Dude.
Yeah, you know. Basically, when I sit down and I get on my comfortable couch with my kids and my wife, I think it's very important to
have a kid and a wife. What are you talking about?
I don't know, Ninja Dude. Steve. I gotta tell you, I feel like something is inside of me, and it's not Peter Frampton.
I know what we're gonna do, folks. Next week, we're gonna have the first ever on-air exorcism.
Really?
We're gonna get these bad habits out of you, Wasis Miller.
Man, I gotta tell you what, folks. I can't continue with this
bad
pattern.
Habits.
I know. I feel like I start talking and then something really weird happens and I just feel out of control. Like, I'm not sounding like I'm doing a bad impersonation of myself.
It's just strange.
Yeah.
It's strange when you're not strange. That's the problem I'm having.
That makes me think about the Doors.
Well, you know, they didn't have a guitarist.
No.
No.
But they did.
They didn't need one. It's the truth. That's hashtag.
I just went super
hashtag
blank.
True facts.
Well, you know, true facts have
bass
been
guitar,
hashtag.
Keyboard, and drums. That's all you need.
So, folks, if you can take anything out of today's show, I'd like to tell you to make sure and try
Diamond Brand toothpicks
to stay safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of your children. Take care of your family. And remember to always take out an insurance policy so when your best friend's wife doesn't die or you die, they can get the money and live happy.
Yeah. And then if you want me to kill your significant other, you can get the raking fees.
Absolutely.
Out of that deal, you know?
Everybody should take out a good plan and be well informed.
Everybody should. You
absolutely.
Know, silently self-assassinating and whatnot, you know?
That's a good movie.
Yeah, I know. It was...
And floating ghosts. A floating ghost from the nether region decided to come by and
sound like
by.
A girl in the studio.
I don't think that would ever happen.
We don't let chicks in here.
Absolutely. Dude. Women aren't allowed in here.
We don't,
this is the
we
boys
don't
only
dig
club.
Chicks, man.
Except for when you decide to have a child.
Yeah.
That's when you should have a woman in your life.
You're going to find a significant other? You're
absolutely. I think I'm going to settle down and become.
You're going to cuddle on the couch?
I'm going to caress.
You're going to, like, put your arm around her with, like, the smooth yawn move, like, oh, and then, like, do that?
Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
No.
I always thought you were supposed to give him a running elbow and drag him into the bedroom.
Yeah, it's like caveman style.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's how
it's called, like, primordial or something?
No, it's Lex Luger.
Ooh.
It's what you do to Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, absolutely. You get in a car wreck, fix your elbow, and you come from the top rope.
Yeah, and then you just feed some lady a bunch of drugs until she's dead.
Ooh. Yeah, that's
so
kind of sad.
So, ladies and gentlemen, next week we're going to get a professional to help Wasis become more professional. And, yeah, so look forward to Thought Hour After Dark. It's like...